There's preventing guns from getting into the hands of kids, and then there's kids who get guns and use them for crime. King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg calls Washington's gun laws for youth ridiculously lenient. Satterberg and allies, including gun rights advocates and gun rights control groups, want juveniles sent to detention for 10 days following a first conviction. But not everyone agrees with this approach. Kim Ambrose teaches juvenile justice at the law school at the University of Washington. She's also a former King County public defender and a member of the Washington Defender Association. Kim, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, do you perhaps agree with the prosecutor that we have a problem in the way that we deal with young people convicted of firearms violations? Is there a problem to start with?
I really don't believe so. I mean, I think one thing that people need to understand is that we actually have the lowest juvenile arrest rates right now in our state than we've had since about 1982. Since 2000, between 2000 and 2010, our statewide juvenile arrest rates have gone down by 47%. So we're actually doing something right. So to say that there's the problem to begin with, I don't think that's true. And in fact, what I think that our state has done is we've really focused on doing things that work for juveniles, things that will actually prevent them from getting into trouble and getting into more trouble.
Well, Kim, there's overall youth crime, but what about crimes involving youth and guns? Is that going down also?
The statistics that I know, because they don't keep specifically just the gun crime separate from other serious violent crimes like robbery and assaults. But if you look at the numbers, say, for example, in King County, between 2010 and 2011, robberies were down by 28% and assaults were down by 18%. Those are the cases that were actually filed in the King County juvenile court system. And so statewide, we are seeing that even violent crimes are going down.
What about what we're hearing from Prosecutor Satterberg? He made the case that it takes five convictions before you can send a youth away on a gun charge. Is that accurate? And what do you think about his proposal to change it to being able to send a youth to detention for 10 days following a first conviction?
Right. I think what Mr. Satterberg is talking about instituting is mandatory minimum sentences for juveniles. And what those would do is take away discretion from juvenile court judges. And what's interesting is that goes against sort of all the trends now that we know about in juvenile justice, about what actually works for young people. So juvenile court judges now, and the first time, let's say you are caught with a gun, first of all, you will be arrested and you will spend some time in detention. The police always arrest, and the detention center will take those kids.
So there already is mandatory detention.
Well, it's not by law,
okay.
But it's what happens in practice.
By practice, okay.
That they are actually detained. And then they have a chance to appear before a judge. And then when they get to sentencing, they're facing a sentence of between 0 and 30 days. They've already spent at least a few days in detention, and then they're facing 0 to 30 days if they're convicted on that particular charge of possessing a gun. And so juvenile court judges then have the ability to craft individual sentences that actually have the chance of working. And what we know doesn't work is detention. So what we know is that detention actually doesn't fix kids, and it doesn't deter them.
Now, what about the cost if we went to what Prosecutor Satterberg is talking about, mandatory 10 days of detention? That's going to cost some money. Do you think that money could be better spent elsewhere to deal with these issues?
You know, I really do. Again, because of what we know from the research is that detention doesn't work. It doesn't work to deter young people because of their brain development. Deterrence is really tricky with young people because, you know, they have so many things going on in their lives. They have other factors like peer influence and families. And what we know does work with young people are programs that actually address kids in their environment. So it actually, programs that actually work with kids and their families, that doesn't just lock them up in an expensive jail cell. And so I think that to the extent that we continue to do what we've actually been doing, both in our county and King County and across the state, there's been these tremendous efforts.
Okay. So stay the course, says Kim Ambrose. She's a former King County public defender. She now teaches juvenile justice at the law school at the University of Washington. We'll see what happens with those proposals from the prosecutor.